You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this, want versus desire. I know, because at the time you listen to this, we are preparing to go into a new year. That's right. We're just a couple days away from the new year. And let me tell you, want versus desire. We've talked about this before quite a bit, and the difference between a want and a desire. I really believe that if we stay in a state of want, it will keep us wanting. But if we tap into the magnificent, miraculous power of desire, we can create anything that we desire. We can create the desires of our heart. Imagine what that would look like for you. So when we look at a want, I'm going to tell you right now, a want is more like a wish. If you look at your life and you're like, wow, I wish this was happening, or I wish that wasn't happening, or I wish this, or I wish that, that, my dear, is a want. You go from wanting and it becomes a wish, or you keep wishing, which leads to more wanting versus a desire, because what a desire does is a desire doesn't wish. A desire does. I know. Isn't that something? A desire does, a want wishes. And if you can see the distinct difference between those two, I'm telling you, you will never be in a state of want again. Yes, you may be interested in something. Yes, you may like something. Yes, you may love something. But when you allow yourself to tap into the power of desire, you tap into an infinite divine possibility. Because that is what will allow you to actually do. Because wanting says, boy, I wish that would happen, and it's very passive. We're sitting around waiting for something to change, yet we're not willing to change. We sit around and we wait for something to happen, a miracle to happen, but yet we don't tap into the miracle that is our life. And then what? We miss out, and we become a victim to our own circumstances. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm actually volunteering for these circumstances. Have you ever thought about that? The difference between being a victim and a volunteer. If you continue to stay in a state of want and wishing, you're actually going to be a victim to your own circumstances. But if you step into the desire that leads to doing, let me tell you, you've now signed up for it. You are a willing and able, conscious participant. You show up. You're all in, and you're doing your life well. You're living your life well from a state of desire versus from a state of want or need or greed. Because you know what? Want leads to more needs. And where there's more need, a lot of times there ends up being greed. Because it feels like there's not enough to go around. It feels like there's lack. It feels like there's not enough. If you desire something new for your new year, if you desire something new for your new day, if you desire something more, then today is the day to tap into the desires, the true desires of your heart, so that you're able to actually do based on that inspiration that you find within versus saying, you know what? I wish, I want. Does this make sense? Seriously, my dear, does this make sense? Because I believe with all my heart, if you get this distinction today, you will begin to create the life that you desire instead of sitting around wanting more and wishing that something would be different. If you desire different, create something different. If you desire different, then be willing to become different. If you desire new, then it's time for a new perspective. And if you can get a new perspective on the difference between a want and a desire, everything will change. I promise you this. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down what you desire. Write down what you desire to do and what you're committed to doing, what you're committed to experiencing, and what you're committed to creating. I would love to hear from you. Seriously, I would love to know what you just wrote down. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I will absolutely look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.